Advertising on social websites is relatively inexpensive compared to print and television ads, according to Deborah Mitchell. She's an executive fellow with the Center for Brand and Project Management at UW-Madison's Business School. Mitchell says a year ago, large firms began dabbling with sites like Twitter and Facebook to build their business. Now she says businesses have to be there.
So there was this trend already, you know, there of people at least wanting to get on these sites and check them out. I think now with the recession, it's made more of a business case for marketers and for business people to be there and to really try to think through how to leverage it.
Tim Pillard is an environmental health consultant with the Institute for Environmental Assessment in Minneapolis. Pillard gives business owners presentations about using social media.
In the last 6 months to a year, it is a lot more common than it was a year ago. And I would say the economy has driven people to use, or businesses to use, alternative methods to get their word out without having large marketing budgets.
Mary Losted owns two businesses in Prairie du Chien. Losted says she's been playing with Facebook for about a year to help build relationships with her customers.
More people are turning to the internet. They're not looking to advertise in the paper anymore. They're not looking up in the phone book anymore. I think that when people want instant information, they're going to the internet.
Earlier this year, a study by White Paper Source found 88% of nearly 900 marketers surveyed used social websites for marketing purposes. In La Crosse, Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio.